Pitt wide receiver Mike Shanahan to kick it off. Mike, we appreciate you coming on. And when we look at this offense, at least when I look at it, the hurry-up offense, the no-huddle, I've been thinking in terms of how much the quarterback has to learn and know and move on the run and how much the offensive linemen have to be running to the line of scrimmage. But it just struck me as I was thinking about you coming on today, you must have had a huge adjustment because you're sprinting on your routes, and then you got to sprint back to the line of scrimmage and be ready every time. How much of an adjustment has it been for you?
Oh, you know, it's been pretty big, but, you know, we worked hard this summer for getting used to it. And, you know, I think after we got the first feel in the Buffalo game, after that first half, you know, we kind of got a feel for what the tempo is like. So, you know, right now we're pretty prepared, and, you know, I think it's going to get better game by game.
Now, when you watch film offensively from first game to second game, what do you guys have to improve on going down with Iowa?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just our fundamentals. You know, whenever we do things fundamentally right, big plays happen for us. And whenever we don't, you know, sometimes we're an inch away just from making big things happen. So, you know, that's really what the focus has been on. And, you know, it was a huge emphasis on that these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, in today's world, everyone wants to see winning, and obviously it's not just good enough to win. You have to win by a lot. Did you ever think you'd have to be apologizing for being 2-0?
You know, never. But, you know, we know what the fans expect from us. And, you know, we try to go out there and put as many points on the board as we can. And, you know, we're going to do the same thing this week against Iowa.
And your coach, Todd Graham, has said you guys have left a lot of points on the field, Mike, and I'm wondering, when you going into this game, what do you see from Iowa on tape? What do they present?
Oh, you know, they're a big physical defense. You know, they have a good corner in Prater. And, you know, they got some other guys in the secondary that are new. So, you know, we're just going to try to go out there, execute. We're going to have to run the ball against them. And, you know, traditionally they've been a solid defense, and they're going to do the little things right. So, you know, we got to make sure that we are focusing in every play just to execute. And, you know, I think things will take care of themselves.
Now, we're interested, too, in life off the field for you guys. Mike, do you live off campus with a roommate? Who's your roommate or housemate?
You know, my roommates are Cam Sadler. He's a popular guest.
Oh, wow.
You guys.
Yes.
And you know, Kevin Harper, the kicker.
All right, so it must be very lively in the apartment that you're living in. And who does the cooking? What do you guys do for fun? Is there Xbox happening? Give us a little glimpse of your life there.
You know, I kind of control the house in the Madden. So, you know, we play Madden pretty much every night on.
So it's all PS2. Everything's done in height order?
What's that?
Everything's done in height order?
Kind of. You know, I think Cam might have the edge on Kevin a little bit, but, you know, I'm on a losing streak right now, so I'm going to go home and try to turn that around as soon as possible.
And let me just ask you a question, because, you know, I hate when guys get thrown under the bus. Some deserving, some not deserving. In this case, right now, the verdict's out, but I have to still feel like I got to stick up for Tino. I'm sure you do as well. Tell us about Tino, what kind of guy he is and how mentally tough he is.
Oh, you know, he's very mentally strong. You know, he prepares very hard. You know, he's probably one of the most prepared guys on the team. So, you know, he does all he can do to, you know, really help our team win. And, you know, you know, he has the support of myself and all the teammates on offense and defense. So, you know, Tino, things are going to come together for us real quick. And, you know, us as an offense, as a unit, are going to do our best to do whatever we can do to help him make his job a little bit easier.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you taking the time with us today, and good luck at Iowa.
All right. Thank you very much.